Welcome back, everyone, and I'd like to introduce you to Adair Lara. Really pleased to have her on this radio show. She began her career as a writer in local magazines in San Francisco. In 1989, The Chronicle offered Lara a position as a columnist, a position that lasted for 12 years. She's published 10 books, including several collections of columns and several to do with teaching. Her work has appeared in a great number of popular journals, including Cosmopolitan, Reader's Digest, Parenting, Glamour, Red Book, Ladies Home Journal. I could go on and on. She's won a number of awards, including the Associated Press's Best Columnist in California, humor columns for newspapers over 100,000, National Society of Newspaper Columnists, etc., etc. On May 17, 2002, it was declared Adair Lara Day in San Francisco by Mayor Willie Brown. Her most recent book is a 10-speed press publication, 2012, called Naked, Drunk, and Writing. Tomorrow, November 15th, from 5 to 6:30, there will be a conversation with her audience about her book, Naked, Drunk, and Writing, as part of the UWP's Conversations with Writers series. That'll be at 126 Voorhees on the UC Davis campus. You'll find that right over at 1st and A Streets. But you'll find Adair Lara right here. Adair Lara, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, thank you, Andy. Thank you for that introduction. I learned several things in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, how terrific that you're coming to campus here at UC Davis tomorrow to talk to established and especially student writers about writing. I bet this is something that you're asked to do from time to time. And you're probably asked primarily about your work as a columnist and regularly sharing thoughts and insights and discoveries with readers who are looking for your work sometimes once a week, sometimes more than once a week.
Yeah, used to be. I used to work for the paper, and now I sort of moved on to... So that book is about writing column, writing essay, writing blog, writing memoir.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm really sort of moved on to memoir. It's sort of the long form of the essay, and it's sort of the hottest thing that people are writing these days, and the most interesting to teach because you're talking to people about their very lives, the choices they make in their lives. So it's a lot of fun to talk about. I'm going to be talking about how to write a memoir.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you also teach private classes there in the San Francisco
area. I do. I teach them upstairs in my attic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And is that mostly on memoir?
That's right now it's entirely on memoir, the last couple of years. I used to do mainly essay classes. I'm doing an interview. I'll be right back. But now it's a memoir because it's just, I just really like it. You know, I get to follow people's progress over their books. They publish their books. It's so interesting because people have to, in writing a memoir, you have to learn how to back up from your life and from the events and choices that you made and make it interesting to somebody who doesn't even know you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it was, tell me if this sounds familiar, at the San Francisco Writers Conference maybe about 5-6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you had told the story of some calamitous thing, and forgive me, I don't remember what it was, that had happened to you, and at the moment that it was happening or had just happened, you thought to yourself, you know, I can use this.
Well, that was when I was writing a column, because I was writing it twice a week
right.
for all those years. You know, everything was possible... thing to write about. And the interesting is that you develop a sort of recording self at the back of your head that says, can I use this? How will I use this? And in a way, people who are writing memoir, they tend to make the mistake of thinking they just write down what happened.
Right.
And that doesn't produce voice. That produces journal, really. You know, so what they really want to do is do the same thing that I was doing in the column, which was when something happened, when I backed into somebody's car, is to frame it as writing, as opposed to something that happened to some particular woman in San Francisco. And so that's what I'm most interested in memoir now, is teaching people voice and persona. And that's actually what publishers are buying now, because memoir categories tend to be a little bit saturated now, but they'll, you know, if you have a good voice, they'll buy anything. They don't care what you're talking about.
Well, I've really enjoyed the samples of your writing that I've heard, and one of your former students, Brad Henderson, has been...
I love Brad. Brad's
yeah.
great. Yeah.
He's been talking you up at the UWP faculty meetings, and I'm glad that you've been wooed to come to campus.
And you got me to drive up the freeway. That's
absolutely. And let me remind folks, that's tomorrow, November 15th, from 5 to 6:30. Conversations with her audience about Naked, Drunk, and Writing, which is the title of her the new book from 10 Speed Press of Adair Lara. And that's part of the University Writing Program's Conversations with Writers series at 126 Voorhees, again from 5 to 6:30 tomorrow. Adair, I look forward to meeting you again in person and hearing some of your insights about the writing process.
Yeah, you too, Andy. You have a great radio voice.
Oh, thanks so much. And thanks for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you for calling me, and I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.